We had a wonderful weekend, and when you go, you always have a sense of belonging with the group. Reconnecting is a message about bringing people that were once members of the church back into the fold. And there's so many that are out there. Mike Jones put together some information, and I'd like to share it. He's a pastor that led out with Voice of Prophecy. He had been gone. He was once a member. He had been gone for 16 years. And during that time, he says he doesn't know who prayed for him, but he is blessed now in the fact that he has come back. And so reconnecting is something that is so important for us. It says here that the ratio of new members who join the Adventist Church to the number who leave is 100 to 24. That's almost a quarter of the members that would come in. A quarter of the members would leave. It says here also statistics that 1.6 million members worldwide were dropped from membership or were missing between 2002 and 2006. It's a staggering amount of people. Worldwide, between 2002 and 2006, it says here 1,684,303 Adventists dropped out or went missing. This breaks down to an average of 6,478 who slipped away each week during that five period. At least 40% to 50% of Seventh-day Adventist teenagers in North America are essentially leaving the church by their mid-20s. And this figure actually may be well higher. So why do people leave? Well, oftentimes there's the lure of the world. There is a lukewarm friendships that we have, a loss of fellowship, a lack of integration, a lapse in spiritual growth, a laxity possibly in your personal Bible study, a liberalization of doctrine, lack of participation, and little inspiration from the worship, unstable characteristics. Let's take a look at this poem. When I say I am a Christian, when I say I'm a Christian, I'm not shouting I am saved. I'm whispering I was lost. That is why I chose this way. When I say I'm a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need someone to be my guide. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and pray for strength to carry on. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed and cannot ever pay the debt. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. When I say I am a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of heartaches, which is why I seek His name. When I say I am a Christian, I do not wish to judge. I have no authority. I only know I'm loved. 1.6 million members worldwide were dropped from membership or were missing between 2002 and 2006. What are the numbers today? How do we stop the loss? Well, here are a few thoughts for our consideration. Leave the former member on your church mailing list. Watch for inactive members on Sabbath morning when they visit. A concept, we all should be greeters on Sabbath. Treat people as a guest, not a visitor. The guest mentality is a key. Pray for but not nag your family member who has dropped out. Reclaiming them can be hard work. So let God work. It says keep in contact. Possibly apologize for the church when a former member feels wounded. Who is right or wrong? Let God declare in His time. Consider prayer warriors in your church. Develop the following plan to reclaim inactive and former members. Read Matthew 27:24 through 54 daily. Then plead the merits of Jesus. Shed blood on behalf of the inactive person and pray that their sins will be blotted out. Pray for the Holy Spirit to administer the graces of redemption for them and fight their spiritual battles, even though they haven't asked for this kind of help. Ask the Holy Spirit to create or recreate their spiritual facilities, looking to the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:2, to do this miraculous work. Pray this way daily, recognizing that the person you're praying for has the power of choice, but the Holy Spirit now can work with added power in the person's life. And again, give thanks daily for what God is doing in the life of the person you're praying for, whether he or she sees the results or not. Remember to claim God's promises on behalf of the inactive or former member. If we are looking in the Bible, Jeremiah 3:21 and 22 reads, "A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their ways, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, ye backslidden children," a promise here from God, "and I will heal your backslidingness. Behold, we come unto you, for thou art the Lord your God." Listen, listen, listen to an inactive or former member honors you by sharing their possible painful story. It says, suture your mouth shut and listen. At that time, don't defend the church. Just listen. Emphatically. Let us consider this statement. A shepherd cannot make sheep. It is us that sheep can make sheep. A shepherd leads. A simple sheep-making formula for building relationships is smile. S represents speak to those you don't know. M, meet, mingle with people. I, interact outside the church. L, listen actively. And E, equal at the foot of the cross. Aren't we all equal? The story of a silent sermon. Maybe you have read this before or have heard this story. It says, a member of a Christian church who previously had been attending service regularly stopped going. After a few weeks, the minister decided to visit the member. It was chilly evening. The minister found the member at home alone, sitting before a blazing fire. Guessing the reason for the minister's visit, the member welcomed him, led him to a comfortable chair near the fireplace, and then waited. The minister made himself at home, but said nothing. In the grave silence, he contemplated the dance of the flames around the burning logs. After some minutes, the minister took the fire tongs, carefully picking up a brightly burning ember and placed it to one side of the hearth, all alone, then sat back in his chair, still silent. The host watched all this in quiet contemplation as the one lone ember flame flickered and dimmed. There was a momentarily glow, and then its fire was no more. Soon it was cold and dead. Not a word had been spoken since the initial greeting. The minister glanced at his watch, chose his time to leave. He slowly stood up, picking up the cold, dead ember, and placed it back in the middle of the fire. Immediately, it began to glow once more with the light and warmth of the burning coals around it. As the minister reached the door to leave, his host said, with a tear running down their cheek, "Thank you so much for your fiery sermon. I shall be back in church next weekend." Reconnecting is the key. Find a way, figure it out, fall on Jesus, and you will fail not.